Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, June 12th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
exposure to forever chemicals before birth may raise blood pressure during teen years. Exposure to synthetic compounds known as forever chemicals before birth was linked to higher systolic blood pressure in children, especially during adolescence. Boys and children born to Black mothers with high levels of these chemicals had a higher risk of elevated blood pressure. This underscores the importance of reducing exposure to these chemicals during pregnancy to protect long-term cardiovascular health in children. The study, published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, followed over 1,000 children and found that prenatal exposure to these chemicals was associated with higher blood pressure in adolescence. Stronger environmental protections and policy-level actions are needed to limit and phase out these chemicals in consumer products and industrial uses to reduce everyday exposure. Investor news breaks: Solagenics Inc., SNGX, advances clinical programs, eyes critical trial results in 2025 to 2026. Solagenics Inc., a late-stage biopharmaceutical company, recently announced its financial results for the first quarter of 2025. The company is focused on advancing its pipeline of therapeutic candidates for rare diseases with unmet medical needs. CEO Christopher J. Schaber highlighted upcoming milestones, including top-line results in 2026 from a Phase 3 study of Hybritium for early-stage cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. Additionally, top-line results are expected later this year from Phase 2 studies of SGX-945 in Behçet's disease and SGX-302 in mild to moderate psoriasis. Solagenics is dedicated to developing and commercializing treatments for rare diseases, with a focus on addressing critical medical needs.
NutriBand Inc., NASDAQ-NTRB, reports double-digit revenue increase, continued progress on Aversa fentanyl development. NutriBand Inc., listed on NASDAQ as NTRB, has reported a double-digit revenue increase in its recent Q1 financial report. The company continues to make progress on the development of its proprietary Aversa fentanyl, which has the potential to be the world's first abuse deterrent opioid patch. NutriBand's financial momentum is evident with a record Q1 2025 revenue of $667,000, a 63% year-over-year increase. The company is focused on leading in the development of safer transdermal therapies, positioning itself at the forefront of abuse deterrent drug delivery. For more information and updates on NTRB, visit the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on the latest developments in the biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for reaching target markets effectively.
Study finds kids with MS biologically age faster than those without it. New research from UC San Diego reveals that kids with multiple sclerosis age faster biologically, according to a study published in Neurology. This suggests that aging-related changes may occur earlier in MS patients. Companies like Clene Inc., NASDAQ CLN, are working on new therapeutics for this. For more information, visit Clene Inc.'s newsroom. BioMedWire is a communications platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, offering access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. Stay informed with BioMedWire for breaking news and actionable information.
BioMed News breaks: NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NASDAQ NRXP, and Hope Therapeutics to present at H.C. Wainwright Neuro Perspectives Conference. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NRXP, and its subsidiary Hope Therapeutics will be presenting at the H.C. Wainwright 6th Annual NeuroPerspectives Hybrid Conference on June 16-17, 2025. Dr. Jonathan Javitt, founder and CEO of NRX, will deliver a corporate presentation highlighting recent developments, available on demand to registered attendees starting at 7 a.m. ET on June 16. The company will also conduct one-on-one investor meetings during the event. NRX Pharmaceuticals is focused on developing therapeutics for central nervous system disorders, including suicidal bipolar depression, chronic pain, and PTSD. NRX plans to file an NDA for accelerated approval for NRX-101, an investigational breakthrough therapy for suicidal treatment-resistant bipolar depression and chronic pain.
GeoVax to participate in Bio International Convention 2025. GeoVax Labs, Inc. will attend the 2025 Bio International Convention in Boston, Massachusetts. The convention, the largest biotechnology industry gathering, offers networking opportunities with executives worldwide. GeoVax will discuss its infectious disease and cancer immunotherapies pipeline, including GeoMVA, GeoCM04S1, and Gedeptin. Participation aligns with GeoVax's strategy to establish partnerships, expand manufacturing, and prioritize pandemic preparedness, oncology, and biodefense. Visit geovax.com for clinical trial updates and more information.
New study sheds light on the challenges faced by liver cancer patients. A new qualitative study sheds light on the challenges faced by liver cancer patients, particularly those with hepatocellular carcinoma, HCC. The research, conducted by Michelle Liu and Matthew Loxton of Blue Fairy, highlights barriers such as delayed diagnoses, fragmented care, social stigma, and financial hardship. The study introduces a three-part measurement framework to better understand patient experiences, emphasizing the need for patient education, medical record use, and integrated support services. Delays in diagnosis and treatment, stigma, and socioeconomic disparities all impact patient care. The authors call for systemic reforms, including public awareness campaigns and expanded access to supportive services, to improve liver cancer care in a more compassionate and patient-centered manner. Wellness 360 earns NCQA certification for health appraisal and self-management tools. Wellness 360, a leading employee wellness platform, has recently achieved certification by the National Committee for Quality Assurance, NCQA, in health appraisal and self-management tools. This recognition highlights Wellness 360's commitment to delivering high-quality, data-driven health promotion solutions for organizations. The certifications validate the platform's excellence in providing resources that support self-directed wellness, including assessments, goal setting, and interactive educational content. With the increasing focus on employee well-being post-pandemic, employers are turning to certified digital tools like Wellness 360 to meet health and engagement goals efficiently and credibly. By achieving NCQA certifications, Wellness 360 reinforces its position as a trusted partner for organizations seeking to improve workforce health through measurable, personalized solutions. Content Carnivores LLC to represent Global Life Sciences clients at Bio International Convention 2025. Content Carnivores LLC, a marketing communications firm in the global life sciences industry, will be representing innovative clients at the Bio International Convention in Boston. They will focus on helping companies differentiate their science, identify industry trends, and position clients for future success. One of their clients, Posilex Pharmaceuticals, is making strides in cancer therapy with their drug zelenirstat. Additionally, they will be showcasing Utah's growing life sciences sector at the convention, highlighting the state's rapid growth, economic impact, and high-quality workforce. Content Carnivores will be collaborating with Bio Utah at the State of Utah Pavilion to showcase the state's advantages as a hub for global life sciences companies. Adagese allows healthcare providers maximum value-based care revenue with simplicity and visibility. Adagese, a healthcare technology company, offers a simple, AI-powered platform that helps providers maximize value-based care revenue with simplicity and visibility. The platform's AI analytics identify high-risk patients, close care gaps efficiently, and track financial performance over time. Adagese aims to cover 580,000 patient lives by Q2 2025 and reach $100,000 in monthly recurring revenue. As healthcare shifts toward value-based care, Adagese provides tools to simplify operations and improve financial performance. The platform focuses on helping providers understand how clinical decisions tie directly to revenue, offering clarity in complex insurance contracts and optimization of revenue. To learn more about Adagese, visit the company's newsroom. Investor news breaks. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, NASDAQ Telo, reports preclinical breakthrough with Telomere 1 in Wilson's disease model. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, listed on NASDAQ as Telo, has reported a significant preclinical breakthrough with its lead candidate, Telomere 1, in a genetic animal model of Wilson's disease. The drug showed promising results in reversing neurological, liver, and kidney symptoms, including a 4- to 5-fold reduction in tremors, normalized movement behaviors, and a 50% decrease in liver copper levels. Telomere plans to file its first IND by year-end and begin human trials in 2026. The company is focused on developing Telomere 1, a small molecule designed to lengthen DNA's protective telomere caps with the goal of promoting longevity and enhancing overall quality of life. For more information, visit Telomere Pharmaceuticals' website at www.telodx.com. Biomed news breaks. Intelligent Biosolutions, Inc., NASDAQ, IS, expands U.S. forensic market presence through SmartOx partnership. Intelligent Biosolutions, Inc., listed on NASDAQ as IMBS, has expanded its presence in the U.S. forensic use-only market through a partnership with SmartOx, a Texas-based leader in drug and alcohol screening services. SmartOx has already deployed over 50 IMBS intelligent fingerprinting drug screening readers and conducted more than 7,000 tests, with over 1,500 tests in 2024 alone. This partnership highlights the increasing demand for IMBS's rapid and non-invasive testing solution, offering a fingerprint sweat-based alternative to traditional urine and saliva tests. IMBS is also working towards FDA clearance for its codeine opiate test and plans to enter the workplace drug testing market later this year. Lantern Pharma Inc., NASDAQ LTRN, is one to watch. Lantern Pharma Inc., listed on NASDAQ as LTRN, is making waves in the oncology drug development space with its AI-driven RADR platform, which integrates over 200 billion oncology-specific data points. The company has three lead drug candidates targeting major oncology markets like NSCLC, TNBC, and NHL, with multiple FDA designations including Fast Track, Orphan Drug, and Rare Pediatric Disease status. Lantern Pharma is well-positioned for regulatory pathways. The company, with approximately $19.7 million in cash and equivalents, is funded through mid-2026. Leveraging artificial intelligence and machine learning, Lantern Pharma is focused on advancing precision cancer therapies to transform cancer treatment. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
GeoVax responds to WHO's fourth declaration of Mpox as a global public health emergency. GeoVax Labs, Inc. responds to WHO's declaration of Mpox as a public health emergency of international concern, highlighting the global spread of the highly virulent Clade 1 strain. The company's GeoMVA vaccine offers an alternative to the limited global supply, with manufacturing processes underway for clinical trials in 2026. GeoVax emphasizes the need for expanded vaccine capacity to address the escalating crisis, urging policymakers to accelerate regulatory pathways and increase funding for pandemic preparedness. The company's engagement with federal agencies aims to strengthen national biosecurity and public health readiness, aligning GeoMVA with government initiatives for onshoring critical pharmaceutical manufacturing. GeoVax's proactive approach seeks to address the growing threat of Mpox and enhance global pandemic resilience.
Kamada Q1 results, double-digit growth, company reiterates guidance as it hits multiple milestones, including plasma business expansion. Kamada Ltd. reported earnings for Q1 2025, with revenue up 17% and adjusted EBITDA up 54% year-over-year. Revenue growth was attributed to Glassia and Camrab sales. gross margins rose to 47%. Kamada reiterated its 2025 guidance, with total revenue expected between $178 million and $182 million. The company also hit milestones, launching a post-marketing research program for Cytogam and expanding its plasma business with a new collection center in San Antonio, Texas. Kamada inked a deal to provide Camrab and Verzig in Latin America, expecting $25 million in revenue. The company continues to invest in its growth pillars, aiming for profitable growth and enriching its product portfolio.
Busy summer? New flexible milk pickups and Saturday screenings now available. As families prepare for a busy summer, Mother's Milk Bank California is offering convenient options for lactating parents to donate breast milk. From June 21st to August 15th, 2025, residents of San Mateo, Santa Clara, and Alameda counties can schedule contactless milk pickups Monday through Friday. Additionally, Saturday donor screening appointments are now available for new potential donors who can't make it during regular hours. Professional medical interpretation services in over 200 languages are also provided. To schedule a pickup or screening, call 1-877-375-6645, option 3, or use the Calendly link. Mother's Milk Bank California, founded 50 years ago, is dedicated to providing safe human milk to babies in need, supporting families and advancing neonatal care. Data Challenge explores inflammation's hidden role in heart disease. The American Heart Association has launched the Systemic Inflammation Data Challenge to explore how inflammation, specifically high-sensitivity C-reactive protein, contributes to cardiovascular disease. This research initiative aims to identify individuals at increased risk and improve health outcomes through advanced data science. Participants will investigate how social drivers of health may impact the development of heart disease. Top submissions will receive awards totaling $75,000 with a $40,000 first prize. Funded in part by Novo Nordisk Inc., the challenge seeks to elevate awareness about inflammation's impact on heart health. For more information or to register, visit the Precision Medicine platform at pmp.heart.com/systemisinflammationdatachallenge.
Creative Biolabs enhances LBP analytics to support full-cycle development from strain to preclinical stage. Creative Biolabs has enhanced its LBP analytics to support full-cycle development from strain to preclinical stage. The company's advanced microbial service platform offers a standardized and controllable technical pathway from strain screening to product finalization. By integrating critical elements such as strain identification, contaminant analysis, formulation development, viability monitoring, and stability evaluation, Creative Biolabs addresses common bottlenecks in LBP development. Through advanced techniques like 16S RNA sequencing and MALDI-TOF mass spectrometry, the company validates candidate strains for downstream efficacy research. Continuous purity verification, formulation science, and stability studies are also key components of the platform. Additionally, Creative Biolabs offers a portfolio of probiotic reference materials to support methodological validation and testing reproducibility in live probiotic research and industrial applications. The deep integration of biology and analytics is crucial for the scientific advancement of LBPs, offering predictability and control for the future of this emerging therapeutic class. Artemis Adolescent Healing Center in Arizona celebrates the official opening of its teen mental health treatment programs. Artemis Adolescent Healing Center in Arizona is celebrating the official opening of its teen mental health treatment programs. Located in Tucson, Artemis offers a safe and supportive environment for adolescents facing mental health challenges, with a focus on anxiety, depression, mood disorders, and trauma-related issues. The center provides evidence-based practices and personalized treatment plans for each teen. From residential to outpatient programs, Artemis offers structured support at every stage of recovery. The center accepts a wide range of insurance plans, making quality mental health care accessible to all families. With a commitment to safety, trust, and results, Artemis is a reliable resource for Arizona families seeking support for their struggling teens.
Hire Corporation, selected as Baby Unicorn for global growth of Hilo Wave, MediOrder, and HireLink. Hire Corporation, a medical device startup, has been chosen as a Baby Unicorn by the Ministry of SMEs and Startups and recognized as a First Penguin company by the Korea Credit Guarantee Fund, showcasing its advanced technology and strong business potential. The Baby Unicorn program identifies and nurtures high-potential startups for global success, offering tailored support, funding opportunities, and strategic guidance. Hire Corporation operates MediOrder, HireLink, and Hilo Wave, an advanced collagen booster approved as a Class 4 medical device in Korea. With supply contracts in Southeast Asia and plans for expansion into Europe, the company is poised for significant growth. The Ministry of SMEs and Startups provides support to baby unicorn companies, including market development funds and special guarantees, to accelerate their success in the global market.
Laforti Immunotherapeutics presents preclinical data on glucocorticoid antibody drug conjugate LFD200 to treat autoimmune and inflammatory diseases at EULAR 2025. Laforti Immunotherapeutics presented preclinical data on its lead program, LFD200, at EULAR 2025. The data showed targeted and sustained delivery of a glucocorticoid payload to immune cells without systemic toxicity. Results from in vitro and in vivo studies in mice and NHPs demonstrated efficacy in autoimmune and inflammatory diseases. LFD200 achieved sustained GC exposure in immune tissues for over 7 days with minimal off-target effects. The ADC prevented colitis development and inhibited inflammatory cytokines in various disease models. Laforti's novel drug delivery platform offers a promising approach to treating autoimmune conditions. A phase 1 clinical study for LFD200 is set to begin soon, with initial clinical data expected by the end of 2025.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.